The Borough Assembly has three main choices. They can either pass the Citizens Initiative, the Public Works Resolution, or the issue can go to a public vote. The Citizens Initiative has been led by Angela Davis, co-owner of Ruger's Trucking, which is contracted with the borough to pick up curbside recycling. She says she would like the voters to have a chance to decide if they want to continue the current program.
I am hoping that it will get out to the community, so it will be put on the ballot in October, so that the community can have the opportunity to voice their opinion, to choose if they want to keep the blue bag recycling program or not.
The borough's Public Works Department hopes an election process is not necessary. Their resolution would have both recycling programs, the blue bags and the carts, running simultaneously.
We're really trying with this resolution to make everybody happy.
That's Public Works Director Carl Hagerman.
Let's offer both options in Petersburg. People that want to continue with the bags will be able to do so. They will be picked up by a contractor. And people that wish to transition to a cart will be able to do that. And those carts will be picked up by the borough.
Hagerman says the borough's resolution was drafted to bring more peace to the situation. He says the debate was too much drama for some people. The borough heard from several disgruntled residents on both sides of the issue, and some even stopped recycling.
Basically, some people that want the bags wanted to continue with those and didn't want a cart. And the opposite is also true. People that wanted carts didn't want to continue with the bags. So facing this this conundrum of people dropping out of the recycling program is exactly the opposite direction that the borough needs to go with the recycling situation.
Having both options available will cost more money, Hagerman says. The exact amount will be unknown until the contract for collecting the bags is known. The current contract with Ruger's Trucking ends June 30th. The borough will be accepting proposals for the next contract soon. The new contract will change somewhat in that it will not only require the contractor to deliver the recycling bags to the Baylor facility, it will require them to empty the bags there as well. If the blue bag recycling program continues, customers will be paying for their bags. Both resolutions include that language. However, if carts become an option, customers would not have to pay for the carts. However, sanitation rates are going up no matter what, likely in June or July. Hagerman says if the blue bag contract doesn't change, sanitation rates are set to go up 9%. With only carts, the increase would be 2% this coming year, but the rate hike would ultimately depend on which way the borough assembly decides to proceed. Davis wonders why the borough would want to pursue two programs if it's going to cost more. She says she has a lot of questions she would like answered by the borough at their next meeting. But she says her company will bid on the new recycling contract if it comes to that.
You know, I would definitely go out and bid it again. Obviously, we have the equipment. We're doing it right now. It would be crazy for me not to bid it again.
Hagerman believes the alternate resolution will meet everyone's needs, and he hopes it will be received well by the public.
And there would be no need for an expensive election, special election, the need for the debate to go on any longer.
The borough has information posted on its website about the recycling program. You can find a link to it on our website, kfsk.org, along with this story. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.